Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we'll be exploring the crucial intersection of sustainable agriculture, food science, and climate change with three remarkable experts: Ram Nupain, Ayaz Mukram Sheikh, and Ambrogio Zenzi. These dedicated researchers are tackling some of the most urgent challenges facing our agri-food systems, bringing innovative solutions and fresh perspectives. Ram, Ayaz, and Ambrogio will each share their groundbreaking work, from addressing regional agriculture challenges to examining the nexus between food innovation and sustainability, and even exploring how sustainable agriculture can combat climate change. These insights are sure to offer valuable lessons and inspire new approaches for young researchers and innovators worldwide. So let's dive in into today's discussion. Ram, I would love to begin with you. In your region, what are the biggest challenges to achieve sustainable agriculture? And how is your research helping to overcome those obstacles?
Hi everyone, I'm Ram Nupani. I was born and raised in the high hills of Nepal, where agriculture is a way of life for many families, including mine. Growing up, I saw firsthand the struggles that farmers face due to the unpredictable impacts of climate change. And this early exposure led me into the field of agriculture. I completed my undergraduate degree in agriculture from Nepal before moving to Thailand to work on rice blast disease, a devastating disease of rice. During my stay in Thailand, I traveled across northeastern Thailand, interacting directly with farmers and learning from their experiences. And my journey didn't stop there. I had the opportunity to engage in extension activities in Vietnam as a part of the USAID Syngenta Ag Students Connections Program, working alongside other students from Asia and Australia. And currently, I'm pursuing a PhD in plant pathology with a dual degree in international agriculture and development at Pennsylvania State University, where my research brings me back to the field, and this time with onion growers in Pennsylvania and New York. Well, when we talk about the biggest challenges facing sustainable agriculture today, one of the most pressing issues I have seen, both in my home country, Nepal, and here in the US, is the emergence of new crop diseases, particularly as the climate changes. Well, as temperatures shift and weather patterns become more erratic, crops are becoming vulnerable to diseases they haven't encountered before. And this is a global problem, but it has local implications for every farmer. In my current research, we are tackling this head on. Over the past 3 years, we conducted a large-scale comprehensive bacterial survey of onion fields across Pennsylvania and New York, and we found some interesting results, including some novel bacterial species that cause disease on onion. Now, the challenge isn't just identifying these pathogens, but figuring out how we can help growers manage these novel pathogens. And this is where my research extends beyond the lab and into the field. We are part of a large collaborative project involving 12 universities across the US and South Africa. And some of our collaborators are working with growers to develop practical science-based solutions. And I believe this work is critical because farmers are on the front lines of climate change and they need solutions that are cost-effective, environmentally sound, and practical. And our research is rooted in collaboration with growers, ensuring that the knowledge we generate is accessible and actionable. So, by bringing together scientific research and extension work, I hope to contribute my part to building a more resilient agricultural system that can withstand the challenges of climate change, both here in the US and in farming communities across the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Ram. Your perspective really highlights the complexity of the issue. Ayaz, you focus on food science and connection to sustainable agriculture. How do you see innovators in food science contributing to a more sustainable future for our agri-food systems?
Hello everyone, my name is Ayaz Mukarram Sheikh and I'm a board member of a young scientist group from World Food Forum. And I am currently working as a researcher at University of Debrecen, Faculty of Agriculture, Food Science and Environmental Management. I completed my PhD in food systems where my topic was development of bee feed technology for bees and producing functional and healthy food for humans, which can reduce the blood sugar level in humans. So basically we created two objectives where we developed a system for bees, where bees can have a good nutrition and even their population can increase. And secondly, once the bees eat that bee feed, they can produce a bee product, since we cannot call it honey according to the codex rules. So we call it as a bee feed, green walnut bee feed product, which is having a potential to reduce the blood sugar level in humans. So that was my project of PhD. And before that, I have completed my MSc in food safety and quality engineering from the same institute. And previously, I also worked with some organizations like Mondelez International, Mrida India, and even some private organizations in Hungary. So I'm having experience of working in food-related field for more than 10 years. And I'm very fortunate that I got this opportunity to join this podcast. So what I feel, the nexus between food science and sustainable agriculture lies in their shared goal of creating a food system where it meets the current nutritional needs and it also preserves the environment for future generations. And food science helps to understand how to process the food, how to store the food, and how we can enhance the food quality. And in such a way that it minimizes the waste, energy use, and environmental harm. Whereas the sustainable agriculture focuses on farming practices that maintain soil health, conserves the water, and reduces the chemical inputs, which supports the long-term production. And secondly, the food innovation contributes to this transformation by developing new methods to grow, produce, and process food more efficiently. And just for an example, I can say that includes alternative proteins. Nowadays, it's getting very famous, which is like the plant-based lab-grown meats. It's getting popular, which is also favorable since it can reduce the food waste and also provides the better preservation techniques and creating environmental friendly packaging. So what I feel, by combining all these sustainable agriculture practices with cutting edge food science, we can create a food system which can be productive, eco-friendly and better for humans. So it's like a win-win situation for humans, farmers and planet. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your answer, Ayaz. It's truly exciting to think about how food innovation can reshape sustainable efforts. Amrodio, your research focuses on another crucial area, the relationship between sustainable agriculture and climate change. How do you see those two connected? And what contributions has your work made in this field?
Hello there. Amrodio Zandi speaking here. I am an Italian agronomist with a true passion for sustainable agriculture. This passion led me to gain a PhD in agroecology, fully focused on the topic. I do believe that this sustainable agriculture is the real challenge of our time. We need to produce food, respecting natural capital, while ensuring equal access to it for everyone. Agriculture can also play, and is playing actually, a key role in climate change due to the greenhouse gases emissions that happen in various steps of the agricultural production processes. We have now huge opportunities to change the situation and to achieve a more sustainable agriculture from an environmental and from the social point of view. For example, we need to stop land use change and to stop deforestation, since still in several parts of the world it happens that primary forest leaves space to monoculture, such as soy, damaging not only the natural capital and the carbon sink that happens in forest, but also the people who live there. Another step we all have to take is proper soil management. Indeed, soil can be the key in fighting climate change thanks to its sink potential. However, as of today, most of the time, farmers and people who produce food out there still rely on chemicals without any control and still do not manage soil in a sustainable way, such as relying on heavy tillage. Within my research, I focus on this topic, endorsing sustainable soil management, such as with the use of, for example, biochar, that is a carbon negative solution for soil, and on focusing on organic management and on particular techniques and agricultural planning such as agroforestry. By developing and implementing these new solutions, we can have healthier soil, healthier crops, more sustainable food produced, and to keep in the loop everyone in a more equal and sustainable way. See you soon.
Thank you so much for your answer. Your thoughts on the role of sustainable agriculture in fighting climate change are truly thought-provoking.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.